The following audio is from Living Axe Church in Tyler, Texas. For more information about the church, you can visit our website, www.livingaxechurch.com, or you can find us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/Living Axe Church.
Morning, church. This week has just been incredible, and we needed a good week really bad, didn't we, honey?
Yes
we did. Saw so much of God's goodness, and yesterday we attended an orphan care conference, and we're just blowing up over that, and it's just getting to see God do so many good things, and you just want to thank Him and thank Him and thank Him and thank Him. Just, I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. It's just been such a good week. So we're just breathing this in. Lord, give us another one. We need another one of these. What we need to do this morning is something we've been needing to do for a little while. And that is have what we're calling a recognition service. We could have called it a number of things. Probably an honoring service would probably be better. But last year, we've just had a lot of activity. As you can tell, it's full every single week. There's a lot of stuff going on in this church. This church is just, I love it. I love it. It's not because I'm the pastor that I say it's the best church in East Texas. I'm totally biased, but it's totally true. You guys rock. But there's just a lot of stuff going on. And last year, I mean, at different times during the year, we just had to hurry up and install different people in different roles. And they came forward and said, yeah, I want to help. I want to do this. I want to do that. And they went immediately to work. They hit the ground running. And then before we know it, we had a deacon, and we formerly have. We had staff. These are all new staff. We had the elders that we put in place prior to that, interns. And we just thought, my goodness, there's all these new faces. And you guys have already seen them. You already know who they are. But we just thought, you know, what a good thing to just take a Sunday and formally recognize and honor these people for what they're doing. So what Bob and Mark and I are going to do is we're just going to tag team it a little bit and have these people come up, let you officially hear who they are and what they are and why they're ready to quit already and all that kind of stuff. So it's going to be a blessing. But before we even get into that, I really do honestly want to thank you guys from the bottom of our heart. I'm not going to cry. I'm not going to do it. I just thank you guys from the bottom of my heart. I'm not Mark. I can hold it together. That was a stab. That was a stab. That was totally a stab. We just really wanted to thank, Lacey and I want to thank you guys from the bottom of our heart for these past 5.5 years. We've been laying a foundation of the gospel at this church that I am confident is as sturdy as ever. But it's been a difficult 5 years. I mean, we've had a rough 5 years, us. But what's interesting about our experience versus some of the other church planters I talked to is when I talk to them, it's like, oh, I got this person in my church, and they're causing trouble, and oh, I got this church discipline case, and all this stuff's going on, and the roof's caving in, and you know, or whatever, all different kinds of problems. But our history of our plan has been, our life's been horrible in so many ways, but you guys have been amazing. So when people speak of Living Axe Church in Tyler, they do it looking at me going, what are you doing? And I tell them that for the majority of the life of the church, I wasn't even here. So I don't think I can take credit for a lot of that. It's just God is just doing so many wonderful things to this church. And you guys are just filled with grace and the Spirit. And I just want to start our recognition service off by just thanking you guys for just being like that. And just being so good. I remember somebody asked us when we were going back and forth to the hospital, like, what can we do for you? You hear that a lot when you're going through stuff. And they probably meant something more practical. But I remember saying it and feeling it like, guys, the best thing you can do for us is just be the church. Just be the church. Be who God's called you to be. Just do it. And honestly, it'll bless us. And somebody listened because that's exactly what you guys have done. So we are truly thankful for you. And we love you. So we just want to start off before I pass it off to Bob, who's going to introduce to us some new staff. I just want to give thanks to God for you guys and the grace that he's doing and just pray it continue more and more and more. So we're going to do a lot of praying and thanking this morning, so I hope you're ready. So let me just lead us in doing that. God, we love you, and we thank you for this morning, and we thank you for the grace the work of grace that you are doing in this church and in people's lives. Whether they are hearing of your good news for the first time and coming to you and being saved, or they're growing and being further sanctified, growing in the grace and the knowledge of who you are. For all these things, we are just seeing you work, and we want to say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We only pray that it can continue and continue and grow, because your glory is what we're talking about here. Not the glory of Living Acts, but the glory of your name, and it's so worthy. People need to see that. And so I just pray lives continue to be touched. I pray against the work of the enemy to invade and mess this up, because I know he's just ready to pounce always. So we just pray against all of that, against him and his forces coming against us and the families in this church. And I pray continuously for the husbands of this church, the leading men, that they grow stronger in the grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ and learn to be bold for your name's sake. Continue the work that you've already started, because the report has gone out. Grace is being exhibited at Living Acts. May it continue. May it be furthered. In Jesus' name, amen. Bob, you want to come on up?
Great. Thank you. Thank you, Brandon. If I could get Austin Smith and Mackenzie Kingsley to come up front, please. There she is. If you guys would just step up here. I guess I'll step up here as well. I say amen to what Brandon just said. That's so true, and we are so blessed. Every time we have an elders meeting, I'm just amazed at how blessed we are with the people that we have under our care. It's an honor. It's an honor to serve here. I want to start, first of all, with Austin. Most of you all see him quite often. And he is our worship coordinator, and I want to just pass the mic to him for a minute and tell you all, what does a worship coordinator do? Is it only the leading of music and worship, or is there other stuff that goes on behind the scenes?
Yeah, thanks. there's several aspects to it. A lot of it is definitely the leading in praise and worship. But also it is, though, putting other people in position to do the same. So I'm not expected necessarily to be leading every week, but definitely want to empower people and encourage people that want to do that. So the people that have volunteered to join in that, bear with me. I really want to get you guys plugged in for sure. So we're working that out. We've got some things in place that have allowed us to do that better. Everything that happens on a Sunday morning kind of filters through me in that I'm responsible for the people that set up. I'm responsible for the people that tear down, responsible for the people that do the slides. I end up getting a lot of the FaceTime when everybody else is doing a lot of the hard work. So, but I've just got to coordinate those people to do that. So backing up on that, though, I love to have this job because I have a heart and a passion for corporate worship. The text I read out of Colossians 3:16, let the word of Christ dwell richly in you, and then out of that comes singing of spiritual songs and hymns, and facilitating that for everybody to do. I just love being a part of that. I love hearing your voices, and I love seeing people worship God in spirit and in truth, as John 4:23 says. I know I'm a broken record on that, but we want to be people that worship him in spirit and in truth, because it says he's seeking those people to do that. So I hope as worship coordinator that I can just facilitate and make that happen and get out of the way as much as I can and give him all the praise and glory. So I really appreciate being able to do that.
Thank you, Austin. And that is one thing I notice when these guys lead in worship, it's not about them. And I see that, and I appreciate that. I'm so glad that you're gifted in that way. And Mackenzie here, a little dynamo. She is our communication and systems director. And I am so glad God's gifted this body with these gifts. These are things I cannot do. I'm... I draw a blank. I'm deer in the headlights when it comes to the stuff that Mackenzie here is about to share with you. So I'm going to turn that over with her and let her tell us a little bit about what that position is.
We make it up as we go. A lot of it's just the communication side is when we got here, my husband and I came about a year and a half ago, and our church does a lot of things really, really well. And one thing we didn't do very well was communicate and just get messages out. And the church has just kind of exploded in size. And so that's something we realized needs to be done better. So I'm kind of in charge of announcements, and hopefully I know everything. So then if you have questions, you can come to me instead of trying to figure out who actually knows. So that's hopefully the plan at some point, that I'll know absolutely everything. Other than that, a lot of it's just kind of administrative work. If Brandon needs anything, if Austin needs anything, if Corey needs anything, they can come to me and be like, hey, can you get this done? And if it's administrative-ish, I can probably do it. And we're trying to do that and just kind of keep records a little bit better. And as Brandon has said, I am my personal filing cabinet. So that's kind of what our house looks like. And then also, like recently, we put together these membership binders. If you want one, ask me. They look really awesome. I actually didn't do much of it. My husband did. So I feel like I should tell him that, because they look really good. So that's kind of what I do, just a little bit of everything, jack of all trades.
Great. Thank you, Mackenzie. I want to pray over you guys for just a moment, and join me in prayer. Father, we thank you for Austin and Mackenzie. I thank you, God, that you have gifted them in gifts that we need in this body, and I thank you that they are here. They are a blessing to this church. And I pray, Father, that as they continue to exercise their gifts, that you would receive more and more glory from that, and we would grow in grace together. We commit the rest of this this hour to you in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, guys. Can you have your seat?
There's a lot of moving parts up here, so keep praying for that I don't trip. Mackenzie, open question here. Don't we have those little decals and stuff then? Sweetness. You know those little white stickers you can put on a tinted window? We got our little pulse, if you want one. I get one first, but, you know, I think it's a good way to advertise or something, unless we were thinking about charging, and then we can charge maybe about $5, $2, $2. They already said $2, $20, $200, $200 for the sticker. What a deal. What a deal. See, communication. You see that? Communication. There we go. That's how we roll at LAC. At one time it was just our little eight people, including my wife and I, in a hotel where we would get up every morning. And we would, and we've told you guys this before, we'd take our living room apart and shove it in the car and then go to church, set it all up. Lacey would play music. I would greet. And then I would run over there and play djembe, and then I would run over there and preach, and then I would run over there by the door and see everybody out. We did that forever. And little by little, as these people are coming in, I'm like, every time one comes in, I'm like, a little bit more free, a little bit more free. You know, just you can feel the weight come off. But in giving that power away, it's hard. You grab it like, are you sure you're okay? Because I can help. Are you sure you're okay? And they have just been blowing it up. Everybody that's come has been doing so good. Now we'll get our interns up here. If the four guys will come on up here and everybody get. What did I say? Have you ever seen a church so informal in your life? I love it. I wouldn't change it for the world. These are our four interns, and they are, you guys on there? Okay, good. These guys you've heard over the last, month now. You've heard them taking turns at the pulpit. There's an assessment process that Acts 29 does with the church planters, and I modified it for these interns. But, you know, kind of at the forefront, you need to know if they have a preaching gift. And so each one of them have got up here and totally blown, just way above my expectations in terms of their ability to deliver the gospel, communicate well, do it despite nervousness and fear and things like that, but with clarity and conviction. They've just been great. But each one of them are interns for a different reason. But I wanted you to hear that from them. Why are they an intern at Living Acts? So we'll just start with you, Tim, and work your way down.
Yes. Hello, I'm Tim Achemo, and I am a Living Acts intern. And what's really motivated me to kind of join this process is that I really have a heart for the church and the pulpit ministry. Really what Living Acts has been teaching me a lot is the necessity for biblical community. And I think y'all do it very, very well. And it has truly humbled me just seeing the communities that we have here and learning through college group. And it's just been great. But really the call that I believe the Lord has on my life is to one day be in the pastoral position. And this is just the beginning step towards that position. And so I'm just here to learn from Brandon and from these guys and really get experience and to study the word and to grow in that. And so, yeah, that's why I'm here.
Woo!
Sweet. So I'm very similar to Tim in the sense that I feel called towards pastoral ministry. I'm still trying to discern all of that. By the way, my name's Kevin Weaver. Didn't mention that. But yeah, I mean, when I was in sixth grade, they gave out a lot of awards. Like every kid gets an award to be special and recognized for good stuff that you do. And all kids got good grades or like fastest runner. I was a horrible kid, but they gave me the award most inquisitive, meaning I was the annoying little kid who asked questions all the time. But after I got saved and just really tried to figure out what Jesus is all about, I just got a passion for knowing about the church and how that operates and what that should really look like. And I still don't know that much, which is why I'm super excited to do this internship and to learn more about that, discern my call. And like Tim said, this church is just incredible. So it's an honor and a privilege to just get to work with you guys and to study under Brandon and get to see what the Lord has. So that's where I'm at. So.
Good morning. My name's Robert Garcia. I guess a little over 2 years ago, maybe 2.5 years ago, I really felt the Lord just really start to push me towards church planting. And I say, like, literally push me because I had no idea what it was and had never heard of it. And kind of expressed that to my wife, who's not here this morning. We just had a baby. He's 3 days old. So. Hopefully she's getting rest this morning, if y'all remember to pray for her. Anyway, he just kind of pushed us in that direction and really had no idea what that looked like or how to go about doing any of that. Came across Acts 29 Network, saw the vision, saw everything that they believed in, and really wanted to be a part of that. Met with a pastor in Middle Lothian who is a Acts 29 pastor. Had lunch with him, and the guidance that he just gave me and my wife was to get involved in a church somewhere and just kind of have the elders there confirm that calling. And so the Lord just really led us here to Living Acts. And Brandon and the staff here have just been so great in taking us in and just really wanting to pour into our lives. And so I know personally I'm really appreciative of that and just look forward to the process and the struggling and the good stuff that's going to come out of that. So thank you.
Morning. My name's Drew Wackerly. I was one of the last of the interns to kind of sign up for this big thing. But the Lord, I feel as if the Lord has called me to church planting as well. And I knew that when I was a senior in high school that I wanted to be in the ministry, but the ministry's huge, and so I didn't know what that meant. And so, but in the year of 2011, the Lord just, I felt like the Lord was just telling me church planting, and he just gave me just a love for people more than I thought I could ever have. And I realized that the church is the people of God, and people are broken, and the church can be broken, and I want to lift up people. I want to build people and network people to share the gospel and to spread the good news everywhere. And so I'm so excited to be with these guys and to be under Brandon. And what an answer to prayer it has been, because I'm in a huge just transitional season of my life right now, and this internship is exactly what I need, and I'm really excited about it, so yeah.
So join me in praying for these guys that God just use them and equip them through us and with His Spirit. God, we love You and thank You for each one of these gentlemen and the call that is before them, the congregations that they're going to be ministering to in Jesus' name in the future. We don't know who they are or where they're going to go. That's all up to You. You know exactly where it is and how it's going to work out. But You know also each individual person up here, the obstacles they're going to have to go through, the things they're going to have to deal with. Every call to ministry is a call to the front line. You are going to get shot at and maybe shot, and there is some serious stuff coming toward them. So Jesus, I just pray for each one of these guys that You would equip them, fill them with Your Spirit and power, that they would be men of God, that they would not fall prey to lusts, addictions, or the things of this world. And God, just continually have them set You and Your beautiful face and Your joy before them at all times and all places. And may it just increase. I pray that their works and their ministries are 50 times or 100 times greater than what even You're doing here. That it is just all for Your name's sake. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right.
Hey, good morning. Oh, the cardinal rule of poking fun at somebody is to make sure they don't get the mic after you do. Just kidding. I do deserve it. It's a curse. I cry like a baby. A lot. It's stupid. So, my name is Mark Carter. I'm an elder here. If Corey Moon would come forward. Oh, I'm so excited about this. I'll take the opportunity of talking to a microphone about Corey as often as possible. Now you get to see. Corey is one of my very best friends. There's three guys I consider would be my best friends. Corey is one of them. He is a brother to me. Every time when Sheila and I leave their house, we just always say, it's just so easy. They just feel like our family. He is one of the few people in my life that I would give my kids to. I trust him, and couldn't ask God for a better friend. So this is very special to me. And in 1 Timothy chapter 3, it gives qualifications for deacons. Corey is our deacon of finance, meaning that he takes care of our finances, he takes care of our accountants, he takes care of our paychecks, he takes care of our offerings. His job is one that I don't want, and most of you would be terrible at. He is excellent at it, as I would be terrible at it. The cool part of this is, a lot of you know, my dad was a pastor. All my life. Corey's dad was on the deacon board and was the treasurer of the deacon board. So this is like two generations here of the same thing. So it is very special. But in 1 Timothy chapter 3, do you feel awkward yet staying in front of people? In 1 Timothy chapter 3, it gives qualifications for deacons, and I'm going to read them. And I do feel like they embody who Corey is. In chapter 3, it gives qualifications for elders, and then it goes to the deacons. And it says, deacons likewise must be dignified, not double-tongued, not addicted to much wine, not greedy for dishonest gain. They must hold the mystery of the faith with clear conscience. And let them also be tested first, and let them serve as Then let them serve as deacons if they prove themselves blameless. Their wives likewise must be dignified, not slanderers, but sober-minded and faithful in all things. And Alicia is one of my wife's best friends, and that is also rings true. Let deacons be the husband of one wife. So if you got any others out there, let us know now. Because I only know of one, and I think he is a one-woman kind of guy. He has dated his wife since junior high. So if this ever applied, it applies now. So let the husband of one wife, check, managing their children and their households well. Again, Corey has twins, and they also feel like family to me. For those who serve well as deacons gain a good standing for themselves and also great confidence in the faith that is in Christ Jesus. I think Corey is all those things. He is dignified. One thing I love about him and Alicia is they are not double-tongued. There is no slander in them. I just trust him. I would trust him with my bank account, with my kids, and with my church family. And so, Corey, and we're going to do this like a wedding. In the sight of all these people and God, do you take this charge to be a deacon? We take that very serious. Would you like to say anything? This is your one opportunity to get back at me on the microphone. Okay, yeah. All right. Well, with that heard, I'm going to pray for Corey, and will you pray for him with me? Father, I thank you for Corey, as I do often. I thank you for his friendship, but in this context, I thank you for his willingness to serve. I thank you that he has been willing to carry that mantle and does it well and does it so professionally. I thank you for his integrity. I thank you that he is so trustworthy. Thank you for his bride, who makes him look better, and for his family. God, I thank you that you've blessed our church with their family, and I just ask that you would continue to work in his heart, continue to draw him near to you, continue to work in him and through him for your glory. And I just pray that as he serves, that he would know he's not serving in vain, but he's serving to make your name great. We ask that you would bless that. We thank you again for Corey and all the hours he spends pouring into our finances. We love you, and we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
We really can't say enough about any of these people. I hope you guys know that. We're doing this according to a structure, but we could spend a whole service on every single one of them. But now we come to our highest office, and that is the office of elder. So Bob and Mark, if you guys would come up and stand up here on the... There you go. We have, there's three elders here at the church. It's myself and Bob and Mark. Jay Riles was a former elder here, but he stepped down because his father roles and his husband roles trump that of the church, and good for him. We cried to see him go, almost literally. Jay is a good, good, strong man of God. He did. Mark did. Anyway, we love Jay. Jay's here, actually. So we love that guy. We love Julie. Love that family so much. We just pray their blessing over them and the future. But we've got the three of us here. So there's always an odd number. So if we disagree, somebody's gonna have to break the tie, you know, so to speak. So three's a good number. These guys took office. When was it, guys? When do you remember the actual day? It's hard to tell, isn't it? I think it was last year, but and we don't need my slides too if it messes up. They say you don't really pick your elders are picked for you, and it's so true. I don't know what to say other than that. It's cheesy to say they complete me. You know, that's some kind of cheesy line from a movie, but it's so true. You sit in a room with guys and say, I am totally different than you in so many ways. I'm a vision guy, so that means when I sit around, I talk big dreams and goofy stuff. Oh, my goodness, we're going to do this. And Bob's the character and the kind of guy, he just thinks about you all the time. well, what are the people going to think? And we need to make sure they're okay. And he's a priest. He's got such a heart of a priest, more of a prophet. And Mark's more like a king. I mean, he just sits back and he gives me that like squint. And if I'm lucky, I'll get. I agree. Just two words. So, yeah. But he's really cool because he's had to challenge me and elders have to get in each other's face a little bit, and he's done that to me a couple times, but he's got such a good heart. He knows his job is to do it. I don't get to do everything I want, just so you guys know. Far from it. He'll call me on it, and then about a day later, maybe even an hour later, he'll text me and say, I'm having remorse for saying that. Are you okay? Everything okay? And I won't text him back for hours, you know, just stewing that, buddy. No. But God has definitely sent them to Living Acts. They are a blessing in so many ways. Bob has so much wisdom and grace in his heart. I only hope to get a fraction of that. So these guys are just, they're just filled with so much, so many blessings, and they've already been a blessing to you guys, I know. But we just want to formally charge them for this office and then pray over them. Two different areas we want to make a charge to them. First is a charge of character, and then we'll do a charge of office. Charge of character is found in Titus 2, 7, and 8. Did we get them? There we go. And it says this way, reading from the ESV, show yourselves in all respects to be a model of good works, and in your teaching show integrity, dignity, and sound speech that cannot be condemned, so that an opponent may be put to shame, having nothing evil to say about us. In chapter 1, verses 6 to 9 of Titus, it says, if anyone is above reproach, the husband, one wife, his children are believers, not open to the charge of debauchery or insubordination. For an overseer, as God's steward, must be above reproach. He must not be arrogant, quick-tempered, drunkard, violent, greedy for gain, but hospitable, lover of good, self-controlled, upright, holy, and disciplined. He must hold firm to the trustworthy word as taught so that he may be able to give instruction in sound doctrine and also rebuke those who contradict it. And that is what's set forth in Scripture is the character. And you both vow, according to what's written in Holy Scripture, to maintain this example before God and before the body. There's a charge of office as well. In 1 Peter 5, 1 to 4, it says this, so I exhort the elders among you as a fellow elder and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, as well as a partaker in the glory that is going to be revealed, shepherd the flock of God that is among you, exercising oversight, not under compulsion, but willingly, as God would have you, not for shameful gain, but eagerly, not domineering over those in your charge, but being examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the unfading crown of glory. And Acts 20:28 reads, pay careful attention to yourselves and to all the flock in which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers to care for the church of God, which he obtained with his own blood. And according to the care, to the office and the charge of office set forth in Scripture, do you both vow to shepherd the body in the manner set forth?
I do.
Thank you for listening. For more information on Living Acts Church, please visit our website, www.livingactschurch.com, or you can find us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/livingactschurch.